This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, next segment, we've got the Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina flamethrowing the pedos. It is powerful. We're going to hit why they're sexualizing our children, how we stop them. Then we'll hit the COVID poison, that garbage, and then big inside knowledge on the midterms in 219 days. Roger Stone, the last 30 minutes of tonight's show. Then Christy Lee takes over with a huge Sunday live broadcast, 6 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight. That's all coming up. But first, I wanted to hit a really important John Baum report dealing with Disney peddling Marxist broke wokeness. Because that sets it up for next segment, what we're about to hit. Here it is.
The left's Marxist revolution to normalize pedophilia has in recent years launched a full-scale invasion from its decades-old Frankfurt School origins, infiltrating American schools, culture, and government.
I've received several emails confirming that these kinds of things are happening in schools. Hi, Vicki. I have grandchildren in the Wanakee School District. They have been instructed not to take pictures of, make fun of, stare at, or in any way call out the behavior of their classmates who are furries. The furries can choose whether they want to speak or not. The furries are allowed to dress in their choice of furry costumes. The furries can choose not to run in gym class, but instead sit at the feet of their teacher and lick their paws. Barking, hissing, and other similar animal noises are commonplace in the hallways at school. The children have been told that the furries are an identity and they must treat these children normally, and the school administration and teachers have normalized the behavior of the furries in their school. I am appalled.
These progressives, democratic socialists, community activists, as they like to be called, are merely wielding the imagined social injustice of dominant capitalist culture against itself.
The right has declared war on Disney just since yesterday morning. Fox News mentioned the company more than 250 times. Their crusade is based on that new law signed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, prohibiting instruction about sexual orientation and gender identity in early elementary school classrooms. Under the guise of protecting children from being sexualized, the law essentially bans the discussion of gayness. Now, that really sent everyone on the right side into the stratosphere. The most unhinged faction of the right, which as you heard on Fox News, is now vilifying Disney as some sort of like creepy QAnon adjacent nefarious group of sexual deviants. But all that obscures what I think is really going on here. We're seeing, and it's I really, really gathered steam in the last month or so, a seismic change in our politics with the conservative movement restarting its war against gay people.
No matter how many times the text of the bill is explained, the mass formation psychosis can't be broken. While the progenitors of pedophilia take their stand behind the lie,
don't say gay. Don't say, as the first two words in a sentence spoken by a political leader of a state.
I'm here as a mother of two queer children, actually, one transgender child, and one pansexual child, and also as a leader. We have many, many, many LGBTQIA characters in our stories, and yet we don't have enough leads and narratives in which gay characters just get to be characters.
What is Goofy's sexual preference? Is Minnie a pansexual? Is Snow White secretly into BDSM? The answer is, of course, no. Their sexuality has never mattered to anyone, except for the creeps at Disney and the perverts coming for our children. Until recently, Disney had cornered the market on celebrating innocence, a brand built on trust. But this is the hill that brand will die on.
A lot of these issues are not necessarily political. It's about right and wrong. So I happen to feel, and I tweeted an opinion about the Don't Say Gay bill in Florida. To me, it wasn't politics. It was what is right and what is wrong. And that just seemed wrong. It seemed potentially harmful to kids. When you're dealing with right and wrong, or when you're dealing with something that does have a profound impact on your business, then I just think you'd have to do what is right and not worry about the potential backlash to it.
is no small development that the once happiest place on earth for boys and girls has become the wokest place on earth for the future indoctrination of Marxism. Or we can...
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea find your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distant beach.
So the world is waking up to the fact there is a plan to manipulate the biological future of our children and connect that to the corporate Disney New World Order UN combine. And now it's out in the open. They didn't want us to warn people about it while they were building it, but because we exposed it, because you exposed it, because so many people exposed it, they're now launching it full power out of desperation. Tavistock Institute, CIA, you name it. For TV viewers, you're going to have to look at this. For radio listeners, you're going to have to listen to it. But this is the facts of what's happening. Here's a photo of a school with elementary students being marched in to the sexual brainwashing that is taking place inside the facility. It's not about love. It's not about tolerance. It's not about, it's about creating a sexual relationship. It's about creating a definitional moment with these children. Imagine if we saw like five, six kids marching in to their parents' house when they're little to talk about sex. You'd go, that's a weird place. But when it's them, oh, with the rainbow flag hanging above and a ritual, so you know what you're going into, this is truly satanic. To protect our children, we really do need to fire these teachers that are following this cult programming. This is a gang. This is a cult. That's what it is. And along with it, we see the signs up all over the country, stophavingkids.org, stop having children. If you can't kill a kid before it's born, well, just make it sterilize itself as transgender or be with the same sex. That's really the plan. This is the West one-child policy through social engineering. Hollywood Town, and how many times did I tell you this? Hundreds. Well, under the social credit score, if you're gay or don't have children, you get thousands of dollars a month from BlackRock. And now for the city of West Hollywood and all their subliminal images that are on screen right now. We'll get to that in a moment. You get thousands of dollars a month for free if you go sign up and identify what type of sex you have. I mean, the government now knows what type of sex you have. This is so fascistic. This is so evil. This is so sick. But they know Americans want to be open and free, so they push their whole revolution of coming after our children to screw them up and label them and lead their lives out of this. West Hollywood to give people basic income for free if they don't have children, if they're quote gay. Clown World. UK hospitals are now being encouraged to ask all men under 60 if they're pregnant before getting medical procedures. And the good news is the Disney stock is going straight down, ladies and gentlemen, as the world realizes that it's in their portfolio. MTG was getting criticized. Oh, we found a few thousand dollars of Disney stock in her portfolio. And she said, well, great, I'm taking it out of there. I didn't know it was there. Let us know. Let us think about what's in the portfolio. Let us get it out of there. We don't want to be part of Walt Pedo Co. Pedo Co. No longer Walt Disney Co. It's now Walt Rape Your Children Company. How many of their executives have been arrested raping children? How many of their workers? Hell, hundreds in the last month. And look at this. This is a real Disney image. They're famous for the subliminals, where Mickey and Minnie are having a dance, and Minnie's lower body is, of course, something else. 100% a penis. That's real certified Disney, ladies and gentlemen, assaulting your children. Oh, here's another transgender man who gave birth to his son, criticizes medical staff for calling him mother, and claims it's important to stop automatically linking pregnancy with being a woman. So you got some crazy woman with a beard that has a baby, and then it's a woman. I mean, it's all them training you. Oh, look at this mother just had a baby. They had a surrogate have a baby, but they say, oh, this man just gave birth. And the subtitle is, well, actually a woman did. So you've got the genders over here. You got female and male, and then you've got all the mental illnesses over here that this alien force is bringing down upon us. We'll get to the autism in children and more in a moment. But first, let's play a woman who's gone viral on Instagram and Twitter for letting her husband's father know, oh, this baby boy, she holds up like a trophy, he's going to be gay. He ain't going to like girls. He'll probably have his testicles cut off by the time he's 10. She just holds him up. Look, I'm with the establishment. He's gay. He's gay. He's gay. Here it is.
Baby is gay.
Yeah,
that's with him. He's gay. I called up my dad and I said,
start it over. Back it up. I gay. And notice she's getting all thrilled, like it excites her that she's sexualizing a child that isn't even 2 years old. But she sat there like it's a parrot and told it, you're gay. It doesn't even know what that means, but it knows its mommy told it that's what it's going to do. It's like I saw this lady we aired on Friday. She goes, I've got 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds I take care of. They all want to be gay. No, their teacher's like, you are gay. They go, we are gay. I mean, literally, if a mother, well, I guess we have a mother right here, is telling their child this, they're sexualizing and they're mentally ill. But, oh, when it's the school, it's like, oh, it's so cute. I mean, these people are just demonic. Start over. It's hard to watch. Here it is.
Baby is gay.
Yeah,
that's with him. He's gay. I called up my dad, and I said, hey, guess what? Your grandson? Gay. Gay, gay, gay. My dad says, you can't just say that your baby is gay before he gets a chance to tell us he's gay. And I go, whoa. Straight people do it all the time. Little baby boy is born. Oh, he's going to be a heartbreaker. Little baby girl is born. Oh, you better lock her up when she turns 16. Clearly, people want their children to be straight. Well, my son is gay. Gay. Very gay.
Yeah, they like whales are straight and horses are and butterflies. It's called biology. These people are in a cult, ladies and gentlemen. But talk about clown world. Here is the transgender, the creepiest looking dude ever. Undersecretary of Health declared a role model for trans kids. This is Rachel Levine, a dude with a penis. Now in what looks like an admiral outfit, he got at a costume shop talking about how he's an admiral. So he's not just a woman, he's an admiral now. How about a genie? How about a Empire State Building? I mean, you're everything. This is mass mental illness they're teaching the public. Here it is.
How much do you see yourself, in some ways, Admiral Levine, as a role model for trans kids, given that you are such a high-ranking official in the government?
Well, thank you so much. It is such an honor to serve in this position. It's an honor to have been nominated and then confirmed as the Assistant Secretary for Health, and then truly an honor to have taken the uniform of the United States Public Health Service Commission Corps as a four-star admiral. So I am truly privileged, and I am honored to serve as a role model for transgender individuals, but what I want to do is give back. The two ways that I can give back is, one, to be very vocal and advocate for the LGBTQI plus community, specifically transgender individuals, and to work on specific policies at HHS and throughout the administration that support diversity, equity, and inclusion.
So it wants a relationship with your children. It rubs the lotion on the skin. A creepy, scary-looking dude. I mean, again, if you want to make a horror movie of somebody that kidnaps kids, keeps them in basements, you are casting Admiral. And you heard Admiral. I am a four-star Admiral commanding Marines, sailors in the field. It's an Admiral. It's all about delusion, all about making you give up on being hardworking, give up on being a good person, and saying the whole world's insane, I give up, and then these people take over. Can't let them do it. This is a freak show. It's behavioral psychology. We're going to beat them. God's on our side.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Wants to hear him.
Nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down. And the eyes in his head
sees the world spinning round. So I'm going to lay some heavy knowledge on you. You're all going to know it internally once you heard it. You tune in here not because you want to hear what you want to hear, but because you hear what you already know is true. You know why they dress up women like It the Clown and men like It the Clown and dress up women like men and men like women and try to target children? Because children epigenetically in their instincts know what's good and knows what's bad. And they've never seen something in their entire genetic history that this life, this body is only one manifestation of. They've never seen anything like that. And that's why they have a man that says he's a woman, who says he's an admiral, dressed up on TV saying, I want a relationship with your children. Because in all your children's genetic history, they've never run into a man saying they're a woman in a clown outfit saying they're an admiral. That's why at Drag Queen Storytime, it's weird-ass, crazy outfits and purple hair and clown makeup. And they'll say in the parking lot, I'm here to groom the children. I need them because it's a cult. And they took over the Boy Scouts, and they took over Penn State, and they took over the Catholic Church. And they took over everything. So you go, why are they so brazen? Why are they, like, you send your, you know, 9-year-old daughter to a summer camp, and then there's men saying they're women, full-grown men sleeping in the room with them. It's about power. It's about control of men's spaces and women's spaces and children's spaces, and it's their entire agenda. And I got more of these clips, but I just played you a clip earlier of a mother saying, oh, this baby's grandfather says you can't tell a 1-year-old it's gay. I am. So, you understand, folks? They're telling a child its identity is that it's going to have sex with the same sex. You wouldn't tell a 1-year-old you're going to have sex with women. And look at the demonic look on her face. She thinks she's cool. She thinks she's part of the club. She thinks she's open. She thinks it's great. But what it does is bring in the transhumanism. The child is nothing but a captured sacrifice for her to show it off. Like she's captured the flag or the standard. Oh, really? All you wanted was gay marriage. Well, it didn't turn out that, huh? All you wanted was our children. This isn't about gay or any of that. It's about not having children. If you do have children, sterilizing them and screwing them up and using them as some trendy virtue signal you destroy. So here's clip 14. This is a transgender army soldier being celebrated as a hero. And then let's go to the next clip. Clip 20 is Psaki saying pregnant people, not women. And then 23 is the real agenda behind transhumanism. I'm going to air all these. I don't have time to get to the full clip of the real agenda behind transhumanism, but go ahead and play those first two clips.
You are an inspiration to many, right? You are breaking barriers. And it's important, though, for us, I think, for everyone to understand kind of what motivates you, right? What keeps you, what inspires you, what keeps you motivated?
You know, what really keeps me motivated is the people that are going to come after us. Some people have called me a trailblazer in some of the things that I do, and that's something I really embrace. Because what that means is that it's not about me. It's about the fact that the road behind me is now paved, and the generation coming after us has an easier chance to make it to where I've made it, to make it where so many others have made it, but then they've got the time and the energy to go further. So if we can set the conditions where the folks after us get to do even greater things, I'm thrilled.
Absolutely. You know,
beginning today, as many as 720,000 pregnant and postpartum people across the United States could be guaranteed Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program coverage. Beginning today, as many as 720,000 pregnant and postpartum people across the United States could be guaranteed Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program coverage.
Now, if you go back to that last dude, I can tell you, looking at it, he's a PSYOP officer, globalist, running serious ops. Because they know they're depopulating us, and they know they put chemicals in the water that are sterilizing almost everybody and also emasculating people. So they're going to tell men, hey, just because you got emasculated, don't get gene therapies, don't take hormones, you're really a woman. That's just a PSYOP. That guy's an officer in PSYOPs, you know, the Space Force. I mean, this is 100% clear. This is meant, again, to demoralize the human force, bring in the robots because they won't play all these games. I mean, attacking our biology, men and women, is the very core of taking us down. Let me show you some more of these. Again, you have Clown World Transgender Undersecretary of Health declares a role model for trans kids. The main mission is get to your children. That is a pervert missile, a grooming missile going right at them. I'm sick of all the jokes. I've worked my balls off to become a woman of the year. Look at this headline. Not a joke. Mother and son are becoming father and daughter. The mom is becoming a man. The girl's becoming. The mother's becoming. Mother and son are becoming father and mother. The mother's becoming the father. The son's becoming the daughter. Because they're doing what's trendy. What's cool? And who taught the daughter how to do it? Oh, look! It's Tony Blair with the guy that runs sex dungeons and murdered children and satanic rituals on record. Jimmy Savile. What a nice group of people that came up with all of this. 50,000 signed petition for Disney to rehire James Gunn for Guardians of the Galaxy Part 3 after he threw pedophile parties. Here's the Disney pedo stack. I already showed you some liminal images earlier, but for adults, you can go look this up for yourself. This is what Disney has been up to for a long, long time. The truth about the hidden sexual messages in Disney's movies. That's mainstream Australian news, news.com.au. And the reason they do it is that's stealing the future of someone. If you can do that, you've got a lot of power. Weinstein scandal exposes Disney for giving convicted pedophile access to kids as film director who'd rape little boys. That's who they are. Four Disney employees, retired judge among 108 arrested in human trafficking sting in Central Florida, including filming footage of young children being raped. Disney hired convicted child molester. Disney's employees among, again, it just goes on and on. And on and on and on. Candace Owens, God bless her, calls for boycott of pedophile Disney. Yeah, we're in a war against a pervert cult that took over the Catholic Church and everything else. Are we going to let them take us over? The answer is no. Our children are too much with your poison shots and all of your crap. We know who you are and we say no to you. Roger Stone's about to take over.
In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree coin is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to fund our operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them. And as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us again on this live Sunday edition. I really appreciate Roger Stone, former top advisor to President Trump, joining us to get into so many issues. You know, he was on about Madison Cawthorn and the Republican Party denying that there are bipartisan sex parties and things go on that are all about control. And then now we've got all the January 6th information. We've got the laptop coming out, where now even CNN has turned against Hunter Biden and is saying he's a Chinese spy. That, to me, signals they're getting ready to try to remove Biden. How would that unfold? How would that work out? Roger, thanks for joining us tonight. Those are the three big topics I've got for you. What else is front and center for you, and what do you want to hit first?
Well, let's take them right off. Let's take it right off the top. I mean, yes, I did come forward because I was myself a Washington elite. I had a very successful lobbying and political consulting firm. I was, for 41 years, among the elites. I can tell you firsthand that these parties and this kind of rampant drug use exists in the upper echelon, in the elites of Washington, D.C., of both parties. Because I am redeemed in Christ, I can look back at my sins and admit to them. And therefore, I should have credibility on this issue. Now, of course, some online say certified cocaine and orgy expert Roger Stone backs up Madison Cawthorn's claims. No, folks, I'm able to tell the truth. I have truth to power in this case because I accepted Christ in my life, and I'm a different person than the person who partied hard in Washington, D.C., what's amazing to me, Alex, is the speed in which the members have moved to silence him lest he blurt out a name. Now, those who say he should name names, no, I actually think he's being discreet, but I think he could name names. I think some of the names would be rather shocking. So I don't know why the senior Republicans didn't just kind of let this ride, not comment on it, let the phenomena burn out, but the vehemence with which Kevin McCarthy not only attacked Cawthorn, and I think mischaracterized a private meeting with him, which McCarthy said that the young congressman from North Carolina had retracted or admitted making up his charges. That is not what Cawthorn told me. That is McCarthy trying to put words in Cawthorn's mouth. Cawthorn has not backed down, and he should not, because he's telling the truth, Alex.
Well, that's right, Roger. And let's be 100% clear. You and I were both very, very specific. We said, here's some news articles. It's well known. People know that these orgies happen. They're bipartisan. Then they go, why is Stone and Jones saying Republicans are in orgies with cocaine, and why are they on cocaine with them? They totally twisted what we were saying. We were just backing him up saying, you don't think elites in California, New York, and D.C. party? I mean, all Cawthorn said is it's just like House of Cards. I've been invited to that. Well, of course that's going on. You've been at those things. He was invited. It's preposterous to say that this isn't happening.
Let's remember that the American people have paid out millions and millions and millions of dollars in settlements, secret settlements, against members of Congress. And Nancy Pelosi and her comrades pay the legal bills, but we're not even allowed to have a list of those who have broken the rules. So that's the kind of people you have in Congress. A substantial number of them have had to settle sexual harassment or other sex-related
things. And, Roger, let's not forget, it's not just sexual harassment and rape. We have interns getting their brains beat out in Florida.
No, there's no question. There's murder in there. So I think the whole thing is a joke, but I noticed that the two senators from North Carolina now trying to bump off Cawthorn in the coming Republican primary, very late entry for that, in my opinion, but it appears that they're going to try it.
And again, he obviously didn't do it for political power. He's on some podcasts. He talks about, yeah, this is going on. So they keep asking, why did he do it? He's just talking like a normal person. Or what's our angle saying he's telling the truth? We're just commentating. There's not some big political mastermind thing going on. They're like, why is Roger Stone backing him up? What's really going on? Because everybody knows they got sex parties in D.C., folks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, I knew what I was getting into when I started talking about this, but I still think he's right. Let's move on to your next question.
I agree. Let's move on. Well, I mean, I throw out a lot. What do you make of the laptop? Seems like the wheels have completely come off. Mainstream news all turning on Biden and his idiot crackhead son, the Chinese spy. All why they cover it up in the campaign, they censor everybody, and now the floodgates are open. What does that signify?
This is what it signifies. It signifies that the powers that are really running the country have finally determined that good old Joe from Scranton is dead weight. The son's situation is only going to get bad. The old man barely can get gibberish out of his mouth. He can't stay on a script. He shoots from the hip and causes international incidents. He craps his pants when he goes to the Vatican, literally. At a certain point, the baggage becomes too heavy. Alex, if you look at the Stone Plan, it entails the Democrats themselves removing Biden. So the people run the country. The ruling elites have decided Biden is now dispensable. He always served them anyway.
So Hunter is the pretext to not get into all the things Joe's done, because, you know, the White House said they may even pardon Hunter. Looks like Joe may fight. So how would that look, them trying to remove their puppet, if he fights on the way out?
Well, he's very, very stubborn. That's part of the problem. He also thinks he knows everything when he knows nothing. But he's also barely compos mentis. I don't know what kind of condition he's in to fight. His wife will not want to go in for a long battle. And since Lord Emperor Barack Hussein Obama and Bill Gates and Zuckerberg and Soros got together and said, this guy's now dispensable. He's too heavy a burden. Let's get another leftist in office who will do our bidding.
I totally agree. So how are they going to pull this off? This is going to be very nasty.
Well, here's what you don't know, and that is whether he goes along or whether he fights. I mean, what they'll try to say is, good old Joe Biden, what a great guy. It's a shame that his health failed and he just couldn't finish the job. But he set us on the right course, the Build Back Better program. And now President Kamala Harris will carry out the rest of it. Now, if you Republicans have won the Senate and she nominates somebody for vice president, I would suggest the Republicans simply refuse to confirm that nominee until an immediate impeachment effort, which would have to begin in the House, which is like an indictment. The House passes an article of impeachment, which the House Republicans would do, and then the Senate would have to hold a trial. So the real question is, can you get to the House? Now, can you get to 67 votes in the trial? Kyle could be pretty ugly. These people are guilty of crimes against humanity.
Well said. Look, I've got a lot of questions, final segment with you, Roger, but wow. What do you make of the January 6th hysteria and how they're running their whole campaign on that with no evidence? And then I also want to ask you about the midterms just in general and what you expect to happen, because if the Democrats don't pull a rabbit out of the hat, they're done. Roger Stone's our guest, Stone Cold Truth. And, Roger, what is the best website as we go to break? You've got so many great websites. What's the best website for people to find everything Roger Stone?
StoneColdTruth.com has got it all. Check it out. You can also, of course, go to Stone Defense Fund if you want to help me.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
We are only offering 3 coins in the series.
The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin, as we enter the last days of March into April 2022, is now being offered. And I believe it will sell out in just a few days again because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So, go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Former high-level people in the Trump administration today, and they agree that the Democrats are 100% running on January 6th, and the Republicans are laughing at them because we weren't part of a conspiracy, nothing went on, but they're really intending something in 219 days to try to just outlaw the Republican Party and outlaw questioning election fraud. Roger Stone has obviously been implicated and demonized, just as I have. This is really important. I know the listeners are sick of hearing about it. I am too, but It's very real. It's very front and center. What do you make of this week's big developments, Roger?
Well, look, the Democrats have nothing else to run it. So, first of all, January 6th is a distraction. Also happens to be the only card they have left to play. Gas prices are off the charts. Inflation is ravaging families. We have really substantial food shortages. I went to buy chicken breasts tonight. To chop up to make a chicken cacciatore with San Marzano tomatoes, a little garlic, and so on. And there are no chicken breasts, I swear to you, in the most prosperous country in the face of the earth. So the Democrats, what they seek to do, though, is take everything surrounding January 5th and 6th and make all constitutionally protected political activities, such as free association, free expression, free speech regarding the results, You have the constitutional right to question the authority of an election. The FBI reported, as you know, back to Reuters months ago that no evidence that either you or I was involved in any conspiracy. There is another group who've been charged with conspiracy. They are innocent until proven guilty. We haven't seen the government's case against them yet. But those who broke the law should be prosecuted. On the other hand, the people who are charged deserve due process. They deserve adequate representation. They deserve sanitary incarceration. I mean, these people are living in a feces and blood infested hellhole in the D.C. jail. And in many cases, their attorneys do not have discovery from the government. The government's holding back discovery, including potentially exculpatory material.
And make no mistake, this is a beta test for all of us, what they're doing.
Well, and we've already had the tragic assassination of, the tragic suicide of one of the men in there. I was contacted recently by Jeff Brown. If you know him, he's spoken here on InfoWars. They confiscated the contraband cell phone he was talking to InfoWars on, and he wanted to get reconnected with you, Alex. So, look, we actually have a guy inside the gulag who can speak, and the things he tells you are just horrific. In terms of the 23 hours in solitary confinement, men or women who are not, men who are not vaccinated are not permitted to shave or to brush their teeth, and they're rarely allowed to shower. This is a violation of the Geneva Conventions. We treat terrorists better than we are treating these Americans.
Oh, yeah, they've got documentaries. Gitmo's like a summer camp compared to this. And the head of the D.C. jails is like this crazy leftist woman?
Yeah, it's really quite extraordinary. Ultimately, of course, all of it will be known to the American people, and they will be outraged. But
well, Roger, yeah, exactly. That's my big 35,000-foot view for you. You're a great, well-known political analyst with a really good crystal ball. What's happening to the Democrats? I see a full political realignment against them. Everything they touch is collapsing, so they know that. So they're trying to start a civil war or do something to stop us before we vote them out. What do you expect to happen?
I think it's entirely possible. Now, I'm going to stress that I say possible. For the knuckleheads at Media Matters at America, I said possible. That we have a second pandemic in late fall, in which case all voting has to be by mail-in ballot. And we know where that goes, don't we?
So, well, that's right. All the leftists are already, their top people are leaking. There'll be a new pandemic in a few months to shut down the election. They're actually saying that.
Yeah, no, it's Gates has already said there'll be another pandemic. Tony Fauci's there all saying it because it's in the plan. How readily people accept their BS this time and their masks and their regimentation remains to be seen. How did the last one work out? Oh, the vaccination doesn't prevent your being infected with the virus. And, oh, by the way, you get spike proteins that could kill you. So that hasn't worked out too well. And you need a booster shot. No, now you need four booster shots. So the first shot did what other than poison you?
What else do you see in the crystal ball, Roger? There's so much happening.
Well, I really think that what you see is that House Democrats are hysterical. They want to make sure Donald Trump cannot run again. They're so petrified. Their memories of him in 2012 and 2016 and 2020, and their political judgment gets clouded by their absolute hatred for
anything.
Well, I was
about to say, they're in the New York Times and Washington Post saying Biden is ordering Merrick Garland to arrest his political opposition. If you're going to try that, you don't announce it. Like, it's crazy.
Well, it is, Biden has obviously used weasel words, but the House Democrats released their report. In their report, they said that White House aide Peter Navarro suggested to Mark Meadows, the chief of staff, that he call Roger Stone in the days before January 6th, and they wish to question Mr. Navarro about this, as well as Mr. Stone. Since I haven't talked to Peter Navarro in 3 years, since I've never spoken to Mark Meadows in my life, this gives you a perfect example of the dead end. Then they use this kind of guilt by association. I mean, yes, I was guarded by members of the Oath Keepers. That's because when I tried to hire the off-duty D.C. police officers that I normally used for security, they were unavailable. The Oath Keepers provided their services for free to a number of the speakers. They were polite and brief.
So, Roger, let me ask you this in closing. Trump is more popular than ever, obviously, with how bad Biden's doing. What are they going to do? Because, I mean, you as you said a long time ago, Trump wasn't going to run again. Now he says he is. Clearly he is. What is the establishment going to do as Trump's popularity goes up because their policies are destroying the country? What are they going to do?
They want to indict Donald Trump. This could not be clearer. They want to charge him. This isn't about Roger Stone or Alex Jones or the Oath Keepers or the Proud Boys or Mark Meadows or Katrina Pearson or any of these people. This is about targeting and taking down Trump so that it would disqualify him from running again. They're that petrified. Trump is a force of nature. He is, despite errors here and there, he's had the globalists on the run for 4 years. That's why they don't want him back under any circumstances. So this is all about destroying Trump and trying to this is a process you and I have talked about before. Anytime an idea, no matter how ridiculous, absurd, or incorrect, reaches critical mass on Twitter, the intelligentsia at the New York Times and the Washington Post start returning this BS, and that makes it a factoid. Now, people who are in government, who are prosecutors and others, they read this, and they read it enough times, they begin to believe that it is a fact. So Mueller's gang of thugs actually thought I was consorting with the guys at WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. And as you know, Alex, I wasn't. But they were sure they would find the evidence, except for they didn't, because it didn't exist.
Well, Roger, thank you so much for the time. StoneColdTruth.com. Thank you so much. Look forward to speaking to you again, my friend. StoneDefenseFund.com. We'll talk soon.
Take it easy, Alex.
You too, sir. Have a great Sunday evening. All right. Christy Lee is loaded for bears. Special guest in the studio. A ton of clips. A lot of news to cover. Your local station isn't carrying Sunday Live. First 2 hours is Alex Jones Sunday. The next 2 hours is Sunday Live. There's only 6 minutes of ads an hour. Only the local ads. We've gotten rid of the ads for InfoWars. That's how network stuff works. We've gotten rid of them. Separately, it'll sell out in less than a week. We've got one-third of the coins left, but I want you to have one, and I want you to support the broadcast. And I want you to have a piece of history. It's the second in the three-part series. There'll be no others after the three-part series. It is the Tree of Liberty coin at 1776coin.com, and you help fund keeping us on air and something special. And everybody that gives us their email, we'll get special discounts and some really special things we're going to do. I'm just going to leave it at that. You want to be a founding member. And if we get shut down or put in a gulag, you won't get anything for being a member, but it's okay. You'll have a historic coin, 1776coin.com, or there's a big link at the top of InfoWarsStore.com. Whatever you do, get the second part coin of the series. That's the George Washington coin. It's sold out. The new coin is the Tree of Liberty coin at 1776coin.com. Go see the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Christy Lee takes over. Stay with us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.